Hi everyone, and welcome to the new episode of the Glam Magazine Audio Experience, your podcast for all things style, career, fashion, beauty, and more. So today I decided to, since we're going a lot into career tips lately, and that's what interests you guys the most, and I get a lot of feedback about it, I decided to cover another topic, which is something that it's again going back to my corporate life and my work as digital marketeer, and pretty much what would be the things that you should be doing on your first day in a new job. Because, you know, you got the job, you followed everything you had to do, you finished the process, so now it's time to hit the new office and, you know, to make the best first impressions, and also, of course, to learn the most that you can for the new organization that you're going to working with, and, you know, for your colleagues and for the environment in the office. So, you know, as much as it's enjoyable and very memorable experience, sometimes it could be really stressful because not all of us are very good in building new relations. You know, there's always this stress, what kind of people are expecting you there? You know, because pretty much before, during the interview process, you communicate with just a couple of people, the HR and line manager, and pretty often you don't really see more of that until the day you join. So it's very important. You know, I always say the first impression counts, and I think it will set your you know, face for everything that's coming after that in your career with that organization. It's really important to be ready. So here are some of my favorite tips. Everything that I've done, as I always say, tried and tested before. For more, you can always go to Glam Magazine. I would leave in like a section. You can always find a lot of information about career tips, about how to build the good profiles online, you know, and of course, together with everything that's beauty and fashion related. Okay, so tip number one is be ready to ask questions. I know it sounds very simple, but very often we get so stressed and we forget to ask questions. And we don't want to sound stupid, or whether we don't know what exactly to ask. So I think it's not a bad idea just maybe to write down 2-3 things that are, of course, job related, and also about the process in the organization, because even if you have like 20 years of experience and you know pretty much what would be expected from you in corporate life, every organization has different rules, different processes. So it's really important to have enough background on the company and, you know, to have the questions that are more related to the topic and to everything that you need. This way you're going to avoid, like, you know, a lot of awkward silence and everything else. You should, you know, be ready to explain everything in a very quick manner. You know, don't start talking too much, because, you know, in the end of the day, you just started, you don't know much, every organization has a different style. You know, be able, you know, the elevator pitch style, where you just have to be able to deliver all the information within 30 seconds. Another very important thing that I know it sounds very, you know, cliche, but it's a very normal thing to do. Just show up early, make sure get on time. Of course, don't enter way too early, because I've got this, because by nature I always go very early and it's like very awkward, like 10-15 minutes when I have to wait and everyone starts rushing and I feel very uncomfortable. So going too late, of course, is not good. It's not an option at all. Going too early as well, not. But I just recommend just go early, wait downstairs. So like, go have a coffee, relax, breathe, do some exercises to relax. And after that, enter the building in the office on time. It's really important. You know, because if you get up early, you're gonna avoid rushing in the traffic, you're gonna make sure that you're always there, you have all the time in the world, you have a control of the situation, and you know you're gonna be having enough time to practice, you know, your role to work and everything. So, you know, it's very important also, it's giving you some time to figure out the social landscape, to see, you know, who is who in the office. It's a very important thing to do. You know, and it's not only about getting along with your coworkers, but also you have to associate with the right ones. Of course, you can't be friends with everyone, but at the same time, in like a bigger organization, there are a lot of cliques. There is like, it's you know, very good to see who is who in your office and to figure out how does the social relationships are in the office. You know, if it's a very quiet office and you're very loud by nature, maybe you have to tone it down, and you have to see as well who's going to be your direct reports or who are going to be your surroundings. You know, like if you're in marketing and everyone around you is from a finance background, it would be a bit difficult because you will have much more noisy jobs compared to them. But like, you know, it's very important and really vital to understand the positional hierarchy and everything in the organizations, who answers to who and things like that. So, you know, it's very important to also be relaxed, be positive, smile a lot. In the end of the day, you've already done the tough part of getting the job. Now it's a matter of performing well, but no one expects you on the first day to start doing miracles. And, you know, it's sometimes you're so stressed that you forget that you have to smile, you have to be friendly. It's in the end of the day, first impressions matter. I always say that. And when you meet new people, you shake their hands and introduce yourself to everyone. You know, you should always show a positive attitude. So this way your coworker, I always remember the people when they join the organization that I've worked with. Depending on the first day, you always can build your impression. So sometimes it takes, even if you're a very nice person, but you stress out and you don't show it in the first meetings, that could really like affect your relationship with these people. So it's much better if you start, you know, the smile opens a lot of doors, and you start with a positive attitude. You know, don't be too shy. Be able to introduce yourself. Like, in the end of the day, everyone's been there and they've done that and they know how stressful it could be. You know, it's not the end of the world. Just try to keep positive attitude and talk to as many people as possible. And, you know, just to establish like a very friendly and approachable, you know, attitude. So, you know, we just start with the right foot in the establishing trust. As well, I think another thing is just try to at least keep one nice colleague, like just see who's the nicest person in the office and kind of like be friends with them, because that would really help you. You know, just don't say, you know, of course don't try too hard, because at the same time you don't want to be annoying. Maybe some people are more extroverted, maybe it's difficult in some organization to identify that one person who would like to be your friend. But if there's someone who's like open and you see that they're like very easy in building up relationship on your first day, even if it's for just 10 minutes, like just try to do like a simple conversation, and everyone understands that you're in a very stressful situation, so that will really help you out a lot. Let them, you know, help you and introduce you and show you around, and if they invite you for lunch, of course don't turn it down. It's gonna be really insightful and important for you to get ready to you know, mingle with your team, and you have to be also like very, you know, in a positive and nice, just listen, just observe everything they will tell you during this lunch or like this new friend that you just built in. It's going to be really important for you to listen, get as much as information as you can, ask you the right questions, and you know, just show a very positive, very high energy, like a can do and very excited attitude. I think that would be great. Another very important thing that I think you should start learning from day one is just like learn the you know, the office rules. Like they will always have something, like the way that they communicate in the office, or you shouldn't neglect, like, you know, any duties or anything that should be expected from you from your position, because as I said, this varies from organization to another. Even if you're the most successful and like experienced person in the world, every organization is different, and you can't say, but this is how we used to do things in my old job, this doesn't work, and pretty much every boss gets pissed off by that. Of course, another very important thing is just look up to the part, like just dress nicely. And I know it's not a job interview anymore and you got a job, but just try to be presentable. Like, you know, don't just go relaxed from day one in jeans and sneakers, and you know, try to keep up the good image as much as you can, and without of course trying too hard and, you know, like being over the top. Everyone understands that in the beginning, until you find what is the you know, the vibe in the office, which will take you some time. You know, just show interest in everyone at the company and pay attention to the body language of people. Be available to people, like if they have a question or if they want to, you know, just don't, you know, build a cocoon. Oh yeah, I'm so stressed, it's my first day and I don't know what to do. And it's very important, you know, just to be yourself, be natural. Even if you have to push yourself to be extra positive, I think positivity opens a lot of doors. Being nice to people opens a lot of doors, and it can really, you know, stamp you, or it can build up and opens a lot of doors from you, like, you know, showing it since day one that you're someone who's reliable, someone who's kind of, you know, curious and has a positive attitude. That always works. It's like my personal you know, advice to everyone that I say is always like, work hard and be nice to people. That could open so many doors and can build up your track and your networking and everything for the rest of your career and the rest of your life. So that's it for today. Don't forget, first impression counts, and what you're going to be showing in the first day is the foundation that you're going to be laying for the rest of your experience in that office. So just be yourself, be positive, and everything's going to be all right. I hope if you like these tips. For more, just go to theglammagazine.com, follow us on social media, we're available everywhere, and you can always reach us out and ask us some questions if you want to hear about a specific topic or anything else. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.